This is episode 171 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Today's guest, Lori Seymour, and I both live in Colorado. We know a lot of the same people and are passionate about the inner wisdom that we each have inside. We marveled at the fact that we haven't had a chance to meet yet. And yet we are so glad to know each other. We know that there's things that we're going to be doing together and playing together in the future. I'm thrilled to know her. And as we move into the change of seasons, this interview is so timely. The funny thing is that we recorded this interview earlier this summer when I just had done a whole batch of interviews. And so this episode is only coming out now. However, as I re-listened to it today, I felt that this week was exactly the week it was meant to come out. I've been pausing and clearing and making space to receive wisdom messages right now. I'm prepping for my 6th annual Extraordinary Women Ignite conferences next month. And I'm personally in this flow of hearing and receiving and just really opening up and kind of clearing away this year, right? This year was just kind of a messy year. And I'm always in awe of how messages come. And that's exactly what Lori and I are speaking about today. I feel the shift of the fall, leaving 2020 behind and opening up to this newness. Are you guys feeling it? I feel each of you are being called to open and heal from this year and then step into your gifts and really serve your clients, to really own your genius. That's what Ignite is about. And if you want to join us on November 5th through 7th, I would love to extend an invitation. Check out all the details on camigellner.com/ignite. Now, let's meet Lori Seymour. Lori is the host of Wisdom Talk Radio and founder and CEO of the Baca Institute. She works with professional innovators, thought leaders, product designers, company founders, and her work accelerates the time from ideation to implementation and revenue, while also opening the innovator to new levels of confidence, peace, and satisfaction. Lori can also be found as a writer on the Huffington Post, the Elephant Journal, Positively Positive, One Wise Life, and Tut.com. She is a contributing author in the Amazon number one bestseller, The Wisdom of Midlife Women 2, and the Amazon number one international bestseller, 365 Ways to Connect with Your Soul. Let's meet Lori Seymour. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Lori.
Wow, thank you, Cami. I am really jazzed to be here. It's funny, I'm not usually nervous. I've done so many of these. I have my own, do my own interviewing, but there's a little buzz of something here today.
Well, it's funny you say that because I've been really excited and nervous to be on your show as well. So I think that must be something. I think when we met each other and we discovered the work that we're both doing, even though we both live here in Colorado, there was this like, aha, we were supposed to meet. So
yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's really exciting that we have met. And it's fun that, even when I started looking through the different connections that we have a lot of the same connections, and somehow living in the same area, we've missed getting to know each other. So I'm super excited to introduce you to my audience and share your work with all of our listeners.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here for you, for your listeners, and that we'll get to do it the other way very soon.
Yes, yes. So how are you holding up during these times? It's crazy times right now.
They are such big times. It is such a big time. And even with everything that we could list, I'm aware even in the last few days that the energy has ramped up to another level. And I've been waking up in the middle of the night, or even waking up in the morning, and I feel like I don't know what the day is about. I don't know what my life is about. And usually I'll spend time asking questions like, what is today about? And, bringing through what I'm needing. This feels like I'm in a new process, and that I'm in the unknown.
I've felt a lot of just tuning in and really listening and, you know, getting out my pendulum and playing with what messages are, you know, what messages am I supposed to hear and where is it, what's a yes and what's a no. And I've actually been making a lot of decisions this last week, which is, I think, part of this whole big shift is making the decisions, right? Making the decisions that are important for where we're going, you know, into the next several months, into the next year, into beyond that. What do you hope? What is your hope for our world as we move through this very important time?
Ooh. Well, I love what you were just saying about making decisions, because so much of, I think, what the work that both of us do is about how do you make good decisions, and good meaning right for you. My hope is a lot about moving beyond separation. As human beings, because we come into the world, we're so focused on being in and of the world, that there's a way that we often forget and or separate from our own knowing of who we are, our own right. Recognition. And so we spend all this time, I want to say, forgetting, and then we've got to learn once again how not to be separate from our own true self. And in that, then we can go beyond the separation between everyone, between all sorts of people.
I love that, because we talk a lot about, you know, the divide and the all of the, you know, the big divide within our world, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we see it everywhere we turn. And what you're saying is it starts within us first.
Yes, yes. And that's a really big, I could say that's a really big message. It's just fundamental to the way I experience the world and to what I teach. It's like we can't do any of the creation that we want to do if we're separate from ourselves.
Right, right. So how are you taking that lesson out to your communities these days? Because this seems like a really important lesson.
I think that's a great question. And I've been feeling the energies pushing me. That's like there's something new that I'm to do. I regularly, and it's something I've been doing for over 4 years, I do an online specific kind of meditation twice a week. And so I'm hearing how the teachings that I'm offering in that are shifting and are expanding in some new ways. And I'm also having the sense, and I wrote about this the other day, of because so many people are working virtually that haven't ever done that before, that there's a new kind of understanding that we can bring, that I feel like I could bring, to how to do innovation virtually. And that starts, you know, with that connecting with oneself.
So I love that you've got new ideas and ways of delivering your genius into the world. I mean, these things are being birthed, right, as we speak. How do you hear that, those ideas? How do they come to you? How do you see them? How do you start to fit the pieces together and go, aha, I found it, right? I mean, it's like that when you get that moment that it all fits together. But tell us a little bit, can you share a little bit about just your personal approach to building your deep work for that you share with others? Mm-hmm. How does it come to you? How does it formulate? What are some of the things that you do? Because my guess is there's a lot of listeners out there right now who are in this place of new ideas formulating, because they're, you know, some people have more space. Some people right. don't, granted. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people mm-hmm. totally don't have more space, but other people have some more space where these ideas and thoughts are coming together. So what's your process? And maybe someone can really take away some good ideas on how to process this.
Wow. I love that you've asked this. This feels like an invitation to explore. because most recently, I have developed a process called the potentiation process that is really all about what you're asking about and teaching people how to work with their great ideas. I'm seeing, and I have seen for a long time, people get a great idea, but they don't know whether it's for them or not. It's like
it's a big magic thing, right?
Yeah, or you know, it's like I pulled this out from the universe, but is this really for me? Is it not? Do I want to do it? What I do myself, and that then certainly then the implication is, and the truth is that this is what I teach. What I have learned for myself over the years is, first of all, how to go inside and listen, how to get quiet enough to receive. I mean, to receive that inner guidance, to receive that inner direction. And then it's been learning how to have discernment with that. Because I can have I can hear something and then I
still
need to go into
it. Is it the right idea for you?
Yes. I need to go into it further. Are there resources there? What are the resources? Who am I? Is this a collaborative project? And there's all sorts of questions I'll have that I go inside and ask and, you know, start to detail that out and detail out the processes that I need and the resources that are needed, as I said, and the to do that in an ongoing way so that it's not a once and done. Because
right,
we need to have
a
feedback.
Continual, it's that continual listen and test, listen and move, listen and test,
yes,
listen
exactly.
And move. So it's an evolutionary approach to this, right? It's I'm even thinking of it in, from the terms of the software world where it's agile development, right?
Yes,
it's the same
yes.
thing. It's so it's fun that you do it that way. So this is me coming from the former software life in me, right?
Yeah, and I was a solutions engineer in the tech world. Telecommunications world. So
okay.
From being a psychotherapist to being a spiritual teacher to being a solutions engineer and then kind of back around again.
Well, let's hear some of your personal story, right? Because I think this is so important to it's such a core fundamental piece of what Extraordinary Women Radio is about, is really sharing some of the stories that got you to where you're at. So what an interesting journey you've been on. Tell us a little bit more about, tell us more about where that starting point was, but also what was that defining time that really just forever shifted things for you?
Well, all my life, I have wanted to know about how life works and about who I was. And I mean, it's like I came in with this inner quest and this need to know. And because of, my own life situations, I thought I had to find it out from looking outside, so that meant reading all these books and doing all these classes. I became a psychotherapist because what better way to research about how life works and how I worked than to be a therapist. And yet I still was so aware that I felt really, that some really core place, there was something missing. There was a kind of an emptiness that I experienced and didn't understand. What would ever shift that? And I was successful at what I was doing. It wasn't like I wanted a different outer life. It was
but there was something that was missing.
Yes, yes. And it was inside. And this is back in the late 80s. And I met someone, got something in the mail. And, it was one of those moments in time where you say, well, this looks really odd, but I'm intrigued, but I can't go anyway because I had clients. And then, of course, the clients cancel.
Knock, knock.
Yeah. I mean, all the evening clients canceled. Okay, I guess I'm going. Talked to a friend and said, will you go with me? And talked her into going with me. And met a teacher who met someone, I will say it that way, who became my teacher for the next 20-some years. And it was in working with her that the defining moment for me was, how shall I say it? Being opened up in a way energetically where I could remember who I am. And with that came such incredible unconditional love, like rushing in from the universe, through this vehicle, this person, and yet not having anything to do with her.
Right. Right. And I'm guessing is that as you've started to feel that, I mean, because I can go back to my own moment where that happened for me too, right? I mean, there's definitely a moment that it was like, and it does start with going back to who we are and loving on who we are and loving that light of what's inside of us. What is it about that moment when we start to receive that love that opens up things in our world?
Wow. I think love opens up everything in our world. I mean, for me, before I was filled with so much self-doubt, and the ultimate self-doubt is I'm not lovable. And then when you start to experience that, oh my goodness, no matter what, you are loved, then everything changes. And it also changed for me in that moment. One of the things that changed about my work was I stopped being a psychotherapist. I got very clear with that. I had to leave that behind.
So you left it behind. And is that where you stepped? What did you step into then?
Well, I kept working with people in some sort of way. There were clients where I said, this is what's happening for me. This is where I see myself moving, but I don't know what that looks like. And some clients were, I'm with you. I'm not leaving. I'm here. This is what I've been waiting for.
Let's go.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a magic carpet ride.
Magic carpet ride. And others who just said, oh, well, you said you could refer me. So that's what I would like.
Right.
Great. Okay. But it left me free to start exploring life and change and transformation in a whole other way. And to see that we didn't have to keep being healed. You know, that there was something beyond even that.
Yeah. And I think that's an important piece, right? It wasn't the keep healing piece, but it was actually this transformation and stepping into the journey.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you and I share this passion around this inner compass. And what was the inner compass that was happening for you as you moved beyond that, right? So you started going down this new path. What did you discover? What unfolded from there?
Well, I can tie that back into your earlier question of, you know, how have I been doing this? How have I learned how to move through this? Because for me, the inner compass is my inner navigation system. And it's so much more than a metaphor for intuition, for example. It's not a metaphor. It's really about the fact that the universe is an intelligent place. The universe has that creative intelligence as its fundamental essence. And we're part of that. And so when we start to learn how to access that intelligence that's contained in every cell in the body, and that's quite a journey unto itself, the inner compass becomes something quite real, where we can go inside, we can start to feel, am I to go in this direction? No. Am I to go in that? Yes. And sometimes we're tested.
Right. And this evolution of the, I mean, let's even talk about the testing piece before we go off of that, because
okay.
I think that's a really important thing that happens when we're on a journey like that, right? It's like we start listening and we make decisions and we move in the direction that the universe is really helping us move in. And can you give an example of where you really got tested in what you were standing in, some of your truth?
It wasn't so much my standing in my truth that was tested. It was when I'd hear something and I'd get excited. Mm-hmm. The excitement, I've now learned, was like a key or a clue, I'll put it that way, that it was my personality that wanted to hear that. And so the testing came in, you know, was I willing to set aside my personal will? And that's a big one.
That is a big one.
You know, and to go with where the universe was really guiding me and to be willing to step into such big unknown places. Big meaning, I don't know. Well, even when I left being a psychotherapist, I didn't know what that meant. I just knew that was my livelihood, you know, how I had a great practice, how I earned a living, how I defined myself.
And that's that, you know, you really following that pathway and trusting, and it takes so much courage to do that, right? When you make those kinds of decisions, it takes courage to do that and to move forward into it anyway.
It does. It takes courage and trust.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. And both of those things are, I was actually writing about something this morning about courage, the courage to create, you know, and that because it is about stepping into something that's new that we don't know yet.
Right. Right. And this is this part of this. I mean, and this kind of goes right back to what, where we started was, you know, letting new things come to you and new ideas and starting to build your own opinion and your body of work that is yours mm-hmm. to own. And it does yes. take courage to step into that.
It does. It's not something that anybody else can do. I think that's part of what I've seen or imagine is so important to you, Cammie, that you're such a celebrator of our personal voices. And it's that sense that nobody else can be me.
Exactly. Exactly. And the universe will get all in behind us if we're on to that purpose, right? If we really aligned ourselves to our purpose. I know you talk about being co-creators with the universe. What's that mean to you?
It means that we're a creative being. The universe is a creative being. It's like we have this creative intelligence within us because we're part of the universe, which is creative intelligence. And when we're listening and aligning with what we are guided to do, we're taking action in that direction, we essentially become a co-creator with the universe. We're dancing in that
yes,
act.
Yes, I can tell. I'm moving in my seat. If you could see me, I'm moving in
I'm
my
doing
seat.
The same thing. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. So I know you help people really find their innovation. You help them with creation. What's innovation and creation mean to you?
Innovation is that willingness to go beyond what we already know. We're taught in school how to use our deductive reasoning abilities. And I think I learned that one really, really, really well. And, you know, and for those of us who have been well-trained and highly educated, sometimes it's even a little harder to step outside of that. But when we start having these other aspects of us that come forward, that awaken, we need to learn how to work with that in some different ways.
Yeah, because I think that other the deductive reasoning can be limiting in what we do, right? Because we can close ideas down really quickly.
Yeah, because a deductive reasoning brings us what we already know.
Right.
And innovation is going beyond what we already know. It's dipping into that creative source of the universe.
So how do you help your clients? And I know you work with both individuals and groups on innovation. How do you help them step into that? Or bring more of that. I guess that's probably the better way to say that.
Right. I think that's a great way to say it. With this process that I've developed, the potentiation process, I'm teaching people first about the nature of how the universe and quantum leaps works, how universal consciousness works, really just introducing that is how it exists. And, you know, what the most current research from the physicists teach us. And then using that as a foundation to move into the inner compass and teaching people about, you know, how to work with their feeling body, how to recognize what their senses are telling them, and then how to have that discernment, how to get quiet and listen within, and how to write and how to speak from in order to bring through that information.
Right. And I'm guessing that part of that innovative process is asking a lot of questions to that inner wisdom.
Mm-hmm. But you've got to learn how to connect with it before you can even ask the questions.
Right. Right. And that's awesome. That's totally awesome.
And I work with this, this energy that I have been given the stewardship of in order to facilitate that. And that's the other element that's almost like installing an app within somebody. We're going back to the software kind of way of thinking about things. But it is like that because for me, I talk about it as an initiation, and it's also like installing an app so that your cells are turbocharged to open you up to what that inner guidance is wishing to share with you.
Oh, I like that. I like that. And as you work through, as you move through an innovation process, mm-hmm. the creation starts to happen.
Exactly. I mean, really, it's one and the same, because it's more, I think it's maybe that in the creation starts to happen because you're tapping into that creative source. Yeah. And then what comes out of that is something brand new, or something, you know, a twist on something that was, and that's the innovation.
Okay. And how do we bring more of that innovation and creation into our lives? I mean, what can we be doing just to tap into that flow, tap into that energy of what is there to play with?
The biggest thing I can suggest is getting quiet. Getting quiet, you know, we've had lots of space, or some people, at least I have it personally.
Yeah, me too.
Had lots of space. And we can fill that space with busyness, or we can start taking that time and saying, oh, okay, what is this about for me? But then being quiet with it. So we can call that meditation, or we can call that simply, let me learn how to be quiet. And that's a really hard thing for a lot of people to do.
Oh,
or they
yes.
think it's going to be hard.
It can totally be hard to do. And it's funny because I can catch myself really moving into activities really easily. In fact, I'll give you a great example. Last week I was like, okay, I'm going to run this 10-day course in my Facebook group in a couple of weeks. And I was like, I was all gung-ho that I was going to go do this. And I even got some support around me that was going to help run that 10-day class. But it kept feeling like it wasn't the right thing right now. But I was like, I kept pushing forward, right? I was I'm doing this. And so I woke up this morning and I was thinking, oh, I need to really move forward on this if I'm going to do this. And I just paused. I thought, you know, I'm going to go sit out in the garden for a little bit. So I went out to the garden and I sat, and I just kept getting, this is space for you to be writing. I've started my second book, and I thought, this is my space to be writing. And I could take that time and space to be writing instead of doing a course. And I was like, you know, I think that sounds like, you know, I'm journaling these questions, and I'm getting a very clear, yes, you should be writing. Yes, you should be, you know, and you get like, you open your journal to the right page where it's exactly the page that you want to be writing. Right. So, I mean, it's like, you're getting all the clues coming and the universe is like, hello. So then I come in, and that's where I picked up the pendulum. I'm like, okay, should I be spending that 10 days focused on writing my book? I get a big yes, 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 yes. Should I run the 10-day course? I get a big no, no, no. But the thing was, is I actually had the answers before I picked up the pendulum, right?
Exactly. You just wanted confirmation.
Exactly.
And that's our personality, you mm-hmm. know, that wants that.
Right.
And then that's okay.
Right. It's funny.
It's funny.
Very funny.
And you know what? I've been getting something similar about you need to go back. It's time to be writing.
Interesting.
And I have a book that's mostly done mm-hmm. and that I had set aside for quite some time. And I'm hearing that, yes, I'm to work on that. And there's going to be something else.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is an important next step is how do we we have these grand ideas. We go through the creation, the innovation process, and we get these ideas and they start to all come together. How do we really activate that? And I know you call it a divine blueprint. Tell us more about that.
And that's a really important question, because innovation is not just the idea. The innovation, it really takes place with the action. And how do we know what action to take unless we're aligned, unless we are connected inside? That's how that's the only way I know whether the action I'm taking is the direction I'm needing to go in. And so it's not just asking the questions about the idea, but it's sort of like when I'm connected in that way, the ideas that come in already embedded with that divine blueprint. So I know they're for me, and then I can start asking the questions about what's the next step? Is there someone else that needs to be involved with this? What else is needed? Asking as specific the questions as I can to get to what the next steps are. And then timing, divine timing is a real thing.
I agree with that entirely. I mean, it's like you said, you're being called to write again. I'm being called to write again and finding those moments. So what you're saying about divine blueprint is really that it's already laid out there. It's for us to ask the right questions to maneuver through the actions that we need to be taking.
Yes. And when we have, for me in my work, when that app is installed and I'm using that sort of with quotes, I know that idea that comes has that divine blueprint. It's already embedded within it. It's not just an idea that was floating around out there and I just kind of latched onto it because, you know, I'm intuitive.
That's super cool. That's super cool. So what's the first step you tell somebody to go do if they've got some ideas? They've got ideas that have been, you know, dropping in for them, into them, right? I mean, it's like they've been hearing it over and over again. They keep getting the signpost, if you will, that says go down this. What's the one thing that they should be doing right now to help them start to activate this idea that's come to them?
I think we've already, in a way, said it. It is about getting quiet.
Okay.
If someone already knows how to be quiet, maybe they've got a whole meditation practice. Maybe that, you know, this is a part of themselves that they've really developed. The next piece of that is about trust, because and taking the steps. So we can't be passive.
Right. And I think that's really important.
For me, meditation
right?
is not, yeah, it's yeah. not a passive thing. It's not a like, and so people talk about bliss. And I always feel like, oh, I'm not talking about bliss.
Because it can be hard work.
Yeah, exactly. And we may feel joy. We may even feel what we might call bliss, but it's not at all passive.
Yeah. I think that's a really good point. That's really brilliant. That's awesome. Thank you. So your podcast is Wisdom Talk Radio. And I know, you know, as a podcaster, it's contributed so much to my life. It's, you know, the people that I've got to interview. I mean, it's such an amazing blessing. What has your podcast contributed to your journey? What's some of your most favorite lessons you have learned from your podcast?
Well, it's interesting. One of the things that I love to do is to collaborate. And I started Wisdom Talk Radio as a collaboration with five other people. And it was juicy with that kind of collaboration, because
some people
would do podcasts where it would be all six of us on or four of us on. And we'd talk about, you know, have a topic and we'd be able to speak to that from all of our different perspectives. You know, as things happen, people's own journey shifted and moved into other directions, and I was to continue it. And so I still feel that sense of collaboration with the people that I get to interview. I mean, sometimes I'm doing podcasts that are just me speaking, but then it's me with presence, me with the creative intelligence of the universe that's co-creating. But I have had the great pleasure and fortune to connect with people that I would not have been able to connect with, I don't think, like you.
Well, I know. I think that's definitely the advantage of having a podcast. It's like, I just think of the people that I've been able to create relationships with because mm-hmm. of my podcast. I think
right.
it's a tremendous medium for us to leverage, and especially in these times, it's really a tremendous medium. But for me, it's become an intricate part of my business, whether it's mm-hmm. my podcast or other people's podcasts, and it's just such a beautiful space for us to create relationship, to build community, to create collaboration, all these things. So I think that's, I agree with you.
And to bring something new out into the world.
Right.
You know, this right. kind of wisdom and the kind of conversations where you're really able to speak to something that you just don't get to do. And other people can listen in on it.
Exactly. And what a beautiful way to spread that. You know, I talk about the ripple effect, right, that we can create in the world. And what a beautiful way to create ripple effect, to spread the lessons of our universe, if you will. I mean, that are so tremendous for us to find. And there's so many people. It's like one thing that you can hear on a podcast, and then you hear it again, and then you hear it again. And you're like, oh, it really, it's really sinking in now. So if the whole world could hear one message from you, what would it be, Lori?
Wow. It would be that presence or higher intelligence or universal intelligence, however you want to speak to that, is alive and well within us. I said this earlier, that you don't have to keep being healed. In other words, you don't need fixing. It's really that intelligence wants so much for us, and we just need to start having a relationship with that. We need to open to that.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. So where can people learn more about you and your work?
At my website, which is www.thebaca.com. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn, but that's where people can learn a lot about my work. I've done tons of writing over the last 10 years of blogs that are there. And there's a great, really fun, and I think very useful quiz that's right up there as you go onto my website about your creative innovator style.
Ooh, fun. What is that? What is a creative innovator style?
Well, we each have our own way of creating in the world, our own style, but often because of how we've been trained and how we've been educated, how we've been taught, we fight against what is our natural style and we try and do it the way we've been trained or how somebody else has told us we should do it. And so it doesn't flow. But learning about what your own style, your innate style is, gives you that permission to tap into that more fully. And also part of the quiz is about what are the things that you might need to enhance in order to really develop yourself within that style.
Very cool. Very cool. So the final question I always close with are, what three pearls of wisdom can you leave with our audience today?
Only three?
Only. You've already been giving us so much.
I would say the foundational things for me are about the breath, mm-hmm. Because the breath is that intelligence, contains that intelligence of life. We don't have to direct it. We wouldn't know what to do unless we had a PhD in biochemistry, how to mix all the gases, but to breathe consciously so that we can receive, which is my second pearl, so that we can receive what is available for us here to receive. And then the third pearl for me is trust, trusting in what we receive so that we can take action.
I love that. I love that. Well, Lori, I am so happy to know you, and I look forward to when we can get together over a cup of coffee and actually meet face to face. And thank you for joining us today and sharing all your good wisdom. I really appreciate it.
I am so pleased to have been with you today, Cami. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm honored.
It's been a lot of fun. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to join the conversation in my Facebook group, Extraordinary Women Connect. This group brings together changemaker women entrepreneurs who want to elevate their business for impact. It is a place for powerful connections and collaborations. It is a place to be inspired, uplifted, and fired up for action. To learn more about my work that helps women entrepreneurs make heartfelt connections to mindful growth strategies, visit my website at camigelner.com. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.